taking selfies for her socials, Jatima Chinasri is all smiles. The part-time fitness and fashion model has nearly 140,000 TikTok followers and 30,000 Instagram fans. But the journey has been long and difficult. Jatima, who was born in Thailand, began posting to share her recovery after losing both her legs and her fingers to life-threatening meningococcal septicemia 5 years ago at the age of 28. She's modelled for brands from Toyota to Rider Wear and Women's Best and strutted her stuff on the catwalk at Australian Fashion Week. For her, modelling is a way to give hope to others facing similar challenges.
If someone is watching, they can see, oh, you know, I'm not the only person with prosthetic, or I'm not the only person using a wheelchair. They can relate to someone in the media. We all want to feel like we can connect to someone, and like we feel like we belong to a community.
But managing a modelling career along with her health and full-time work as a job skills trainer has its challenges.
One day I wake up and my leg was swollen, and then there you go, I can't put in the prosthetic legs. If I go to the job, are they really accessible for me? So that's a lot of things I have to think about and have to have a conversation with the people that I'm working with.
In an industry better known for selling airbrushed perfection, diversity is now inspiring creativity. Laura Winson co-founded inclusive global talent agency Zebedee, which represents models with disabilities, neurodivergence and gender diversity. She says consumers are bored of stereotypical ideals of beauty.
They don't see those images anymore. They don't grab them anymore, or they'll actively reject it. They'll see those images. They think, well, that model doesn't represent me. That doesn't represent my community. If you're working in the space and you're not thinking about it now, then you do risk being left behind.
Social media may be leading the way. A 2020 post featuring British model Ellie Goldstein, who has Down syndrome, is still Gucci's most liked Instagram post. But mainstream advertising has lagged behind. That's something the Shift 20 campaign wants to change with the support of major brands such as Bonds, Weetabix and ANZ. It aims to boost disability representation in advertising to 20%. And it's spearheaded by former Paralympic gold medalist and Australian of the Year, Dylan Alcott.
Because I'm a consumer, just like you. I eat, I travel, I bank, I got insurance, I use rideshare. We want to see ourselves represented like everybody else, just in normal ways, doing normal things.
It's big business.
It's estimated that the global spending power of people with disability is $1.9 trillion US.
But inclusive advertising consultant Lisa Cox, who draws on lived experience after sustaining an acquired brain injury in her 20s, says that some brands are still wary of getting it wrong.
People can be very, very quick to call out a brand or cancel a brand if they put a foot wrong. A lot of people don't know what they're doing, and that's okay. It's okay to bring in consultants and people from the community, from the disability community.
Representing people with invisible disabilities can be even harder. Lisa points to a US commercial for Hershey's Chocolate featuring characters communicating in sign language to show that it can be done. Dylan Alcott says inclusivity throughout the creative process is key.
We have people with invisible disabilities not only broadcasting in on front of camera but also creating the advertisements with us behind the lens.
Change coming from within the disability community by people like Jutama.
I'm able to grow as a person and I can help people on a bigger scale.
Edwina Guinan, SBS News.